Guilty declares jury. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 26th of August, 1913. Leo Frank's life history. The following chronological history of the life of Leo Max Frank is taken from his statement to the jury, made Monday, August 18th, 1913, April 17th, 1884, born in Paris, Texas, July 1884, taken by parents to live in Brooklyn, New York, June 1902, graduated from Pratt Institute, a Brooklyn high school, September 1902, entered Cornell University, Ithaca, New York, June 1906, graduated from Cornell, July 1906, accepted position as draftsman with B.F. Sturtevant Company of High Park, Mass. January 1907, became testing engineer and draftsman for the National Meter Company of Brooklyn. October 1907, came to Atlanta to confer with friends here about establishment of a pencil company. December 1907, went to Europe to study the pencil business. August 1908, returned from Germany and came directly to Atlanta, where he has remained ever since, as superintendent of the National Pencil Factory. November 1910, married to Miss Lucille Selig, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Emil Selig, and went to live with his wife's parents at 68 East Georgia Avenue. April 26, 1913, paid off Mary Fagan at the factory office. April 27, 1913, notified early in the morning by officers to come to his factory. Visited morgue and saw the girl's body and then went to factory. April 28, 1913, gives first statement to detectives at police station. April 29, 1913, arrested on suspicion of the crime. May 8, 1913, bound over by the coroner's jury on charge of murder of Mary Fagan and taken to the Tower. May 24, 1913, indicted by the Fulton grand jury for the murder. July 28, 1913, his trial begins. August 18, 1913, makes statement to jury. August 25, 1918, found guilty.